Fastball up and away. Terang strikes out a third time. And in four in the third innings, Cole Reagans has 10 strikeouts.
That was a draft pick by the Texas Rangers. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Wanted to flip through the last 10 years of Texas Rangers drafting, kind of give you an idea of maybe what to expect on Sunday when we get the first few rounds, and then rounds 4 through 20 of the MLB draft will get completed on Monday.
Are we just discussing first round picks for the Rangers or history?
Yeah, like, we're going to go...
Was it about 4 years ago I did a study on their draft picks and like who had turned out?
Right.
And it was Derek Holland and Joey Gallo over that like 15-year period before that. And that was very disappointing.
And so I'm going to give you some of the high and low points as opposed to if I listed every single draft pick that would beat us all down. All right. 2015. And thanks to Sean McFarlane for some of this information. With the Dallas Morning News. 2015, first pick, the dreadful Dylan Tate, the fourth overall pick. And this is how you know it's going to be a rough one. Most productive selection, Pete Fairbanks. Think about what
he pitched for us for a second.
Yeah, he did. And that was the best one we got. And that gets a D minus.
Dylan Tate. In five innings for Toronto this year, has only given up 3 runs and 7 hits.
So zero is five.
It hasn't quite turned out. Okay. See, at the time, I couldn't remember. I remember them saying starting pitcher capability, he's going to be a reliever.
Yeah.
And that, like, and we were like, you drafted a relief pitcher?
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
2000, so D minus. Ooh. 2016. First selection, Cole Reagans. Best value, Joe Barlow. Once again, Joe Barlow showed a little something. Cole Reagans was your most productive selection, but not really for you. Sean McFarlane gave them a C. I think that is too high. I'll say D plus.
Okay.
2017. It exists. First pick, Bubba Thompson.
Dude, remember the love for Bubba Thompson around here? We all loved him.
Most productive selection, Jacob Latz. So I just want you to think about this. In 3 years, our most productive draft picks are Pete Fairbanks and Jake Latz and Cole Reagans, not for us. And those are your three most productive.
Cole Reagans for us?
What?
He got us Aroldis Chapman in a World Series.
Okay, he did. You know what? I'll move it to C minus.
Is there a possibility that Reagans could have been Aroldis Chapman that year instead?
Yeah.
All right.
Look, and that's the thing. He's been given plenty of chances here. It just didn't work out. 2018.
Oh, my gosh, this year.
Here we go. First pick. Cole Whit.
Okay, dang it.
Most productive selection. Cole Wynn.
Hey, Cole Wynn was in recently.
He was. That is true. Jonathan Ornelius is your best value. This gets a C+. Once again, that feels high. So
Cole Wynn was looking very good at one point.
True.
And then got hit in the shin. And right after that, I don't know. And I'm not saying that it was the injury, like the shin injury. It shouldn't be.
It could have been a mental. Yeah.
But after that, he completely changed, and now he's trying to refine himself.
For the 817, we want all the picks, Kevin. I'm sorry. We just do not have time for that.
And the 214, who was in charge of those picks?
It was Kip Fagg. Look, we've talked about this time and again. I thought he was a JD guy, and when you kind of changed the regime around, but I know CY was kind of a JD guy as
he's
well.
He's a Rangers history guy now. He's 30 years, I think.
Yeah, and I don't totally understand it for some of these drafts, but I will let you decide if you think the tide has turned. So Sean McFarlane for those 4 years gave them an average of a C minus at drafting. I think that's too high. So I would probably give them a D plus, which is not great, but it kind of feels like you've started to turn the corner.
Heck yeah, you did.
2019. I wish we would have done this before the season started. Josh Young.
Heck yeah, baby.
Was your first pick. He was an all-star. Starter 2 years ago. Now he's in gonna the minor find leagues.
It. He's going to find it.
Is all he? Right?
He's going to find
okay.
it.
Okay.
He's back, and he's going to be slugging again.
Best value, Cody Bradford.
Well, that's good.
I feel good about that.
I accept.
That. A-. Still might be a little high, but I accept. 2020. This one is tricky. Justin Foscue was your first pick.
This is tricky to rock around.
It's tricky. Tricky. Totally tricky. All right. Most productive selection, Evan Carter, A+. So the thing about this is a couple of the picks you made helped facilitate the Jordan Montgomery trade, which, as we just talked about, clearly a top four part
yep.
of why you won the World Series. If you wanted to make the argument he was number one, I would at least listen to that discussion.
Yeah.
And so Evan Carter, another huge part of that postseason run. Sean McFarland gives him an A+. I think that's high, but...
Because you don't like the way he jumps?
No. I just like, that's really good. That feels like an A or A-.
Okay.
But like, Jordan Montgomery's not on your team anymore. Evan Carter has struggled with injuries, and then who?
Justin Foscue can't find yeah. himself on the roster.
So A+ for that. That feels high for me. 2021, Jack Leiter. Still kind of undecided on that. And again, this is a theme for this. I think these grades are generous.
Okay.
So that's a B+. 2022. This is looking not so good. Kamar Rocker was your first pick. I think number 3 overall.
And wasn't that kind of an agreement
yes,
too?
Correct.
We'll take you high.
Correct.
And we'll give
less
your
money.
Guy
yeah.
some more money, right?
Yes, Brock Porter.
But you got to make sure we get this. It all balances out for us. So it ended up being a let's get Brock Porter in this because he has the same agent as Kamar Rocker. We're working a deal for him.
So one now wonders, has Brock Porter started to turn the corner? Last year, he was 0-4 in the minors with a 6.98 ERA. He's had to be shut down twice because they needed to kind of redo his pitching mechanics, and now he's no longer a starter. He is 5-1 with a 3.56 ERA this year at single A. And so the thing about that that's troublesome, and I know he was a high school kid, definitely understand all of that, but he got drafted 3 years ago and he's at single A and just now starting to maybe be productive.
From the 817, none of these guys are Larry Bird.
That is a great point.
Call back from the first
that
couple
is
segments.
A great point.
I will say, Kevin, it does look like Cole Drake was taken in the 11th round of that draft.
Cole Drake, pick number 319. So the potential is
there.
This
is the dude that I'm, that's the value pick right there. I've been, if y'all hear Cole Drake's name, know you heard it here first.
B-.
All right.
2023, first pick, Wyatt Langford. He has had a disappointing second season, but I think...
C+.
He gave him an A. That, and again, that feels high to me as well. I think all these grades are perpetually high, but my point is you went from Cole Reagans, who did nothing for your team, Dylan Tate, Bubba Thompson, and Cole Wynn to Josh Young, Jack Leiter, Kamar Rocker, Justin Foscue, and Wyatt Langford, all of whom, now what their roles turn out to be long-term on the team, there is still a lot of undecided answers there. But it does feel like you're starting out at a significantly higher base than you were with the other group. Now, wanted to throw this out there. So 2015 through 2018, Sean McFarland gave them an average of a C-. I think that's too high. I'll give them a D+. 2019 through 2024, A-. Once again, I think that's too high. I think more like a B. So the point is, over the last 10 years, you have been decidedly mediocre at drafting at about yeah. a C.
Yeah. I mean, that's been consistent. And I do wonder what grades we would give the Dodgers. Like, let's go
that
through
is
and funnel
great,
through. And
yeah.
I do wonder if we go... Man, they're actually a B+, but that's the difference.
Yeah.
A B+ is that good.
For sure.
And can be that big of a deal. When you're drafting good, your whole salary structure changes. when you have young players that can be talented and win with you, everything changes there.
Now, I think they're about to radically change their first round strategy. Although I will point out, fair to say going through these picks, you feel significantly better about the last 6 years than the four before them.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's where I think I am as well. So it feels like you're moving in the right direction. But take a look at specifically just some of the first round picks. So Malcolm Moore, college. Wyatt Langford, college. Kamar Rocker, college. Jack Leiter, college. And just same with Justin Foscue. So you've seen first round, college, 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 college. We talked about this the other day. Wanted to throw it out there one more time. If you look at what might happen on Sunday, there are three names kind of associated with the Texas Rangers in the first round. JoJo Parker, high schooler, and Steele Hall, high schooler, and Daniel Pierce, high schooler. I have heard all of those names heavily associated with the Rangers. So it's just fascinating that it seems as though they've gotten better at drafting, but they might be ready to make that high risk, high reward first round pick in the draft on Sunday with the number 12 pick.
Kevin, Kylie McDaniel.
I like Kylie McDaniel.
Says Steele Hall. So that's Kylie's. And boom. Keep an eye on Talon Haley, Mason Pike, Josh Owens, and Micah Bucknum. So keep an eye, ear out for those names too. And we'll have more information on those people Monday.
I still wonder if JoJo Parker is going to be the pick. If that would be the person that I would.
JoJo goes seventh to Miami Marlins, Kevin. So no, he can't be the pick if he already went seventh.
That is true.
Okay.
The baseball draft.
And you don't get to trade up and down in the draft the same way, right? Like, it's weird.
And the baseball draft is more confusing in terms of, you mentioned with Rocker, they made the deal where if we pick you this high, will you take less than your slotted amount so I can send it to someone? Like,
and Rocker also was drafted before.
Yes.
Players get drafted two or three times.
Yes. You can theoretically, I can't remember who it was we talked to from the Rangers that got drafted five times.
Wow.
And so, yes, the baseball draft is a little wackier. But that might be some of the stuff I would look at. So I think the Rangers have gotten better over the decade at drafting, but still probably only mediocre.
And somebody did ask the question, is it the drafting or the development?
And that is, you know, that's a great question because
I think the person in charge of the drafting is also in charge of the development.
And that's the thing is, because like, I don't want to say that I'm too harsh with Kip Fagg, but if he's also one of the people that's overseeing the organizational development, then you have to take the hit for that as well. On the flip side, though, if Evan Carter keeps rocking and rolling, if Wyatt Langford takes those steps up, if Josh Young, like you said, brings it back together, then he for damn sure gets the credit for scouting and the development of those players as well.